Welcome to another episode of Movies with Megadon. I am Megan.
And I'm Don.
And today we're not going to talk about a movie.
No.
We're going to do something a little different.
Little.
We're going to talk about Super Nintendo World.
Woohoo!
Which we just visited at Universal Studios Hollywood.
Yes. Let's get into it.
What do you want to start with? We didn't plan this, by the way.
No.
We probably should have made an outline of everything to cover. But why don't we do this? I'm on the Wikipedia page right now.
A Wikipedia page? I don't need that.
So there are two Super Nintendo Worlds right now.
Yep.
One of them, again, is at Universal Studios Hollywood. The original, the first one, is at Universal Studios Japan.
Yes.
We obviously did not go to that one.
Though I would love to.
That one opened in... officially in 2021, but the one that we went to at Universal Studios Hollywood, its grand opening was February 17, 2023, which is about a month ago.
Yes. So it's only been about a month.
So we went pretty early on. We went, we were just shy of having gone in the opening month.
Yes.
Which is a little of a bummer because we'll talk about that a little later.
Yep.
But the Universal Studios Hollywood version of Super Nintendo World has one ride.
Just one.
One restaurant, one store, one set of bathrooms.
To rule them all.
Four mini games and one, like, I guess, culminating game where you get to battle Bowser Jr.
Yeah.
So it's...
for the pride of the Mushroom Kingdom. Or at least a golden mushroom.
Yeah, you get a stamp. but
virtual stamp.
Yeah, I don't know. Don, where do you want to start? How do you want to start this?
Let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
When I was a boy.
Yes.
I grew up with the Super Mario game on the Nintendo Entertainment System. Played it a lot. I've always loved Mario and I've always loved Nintendo stuff. If you see my collection, you'll understand.
If you have been over to our place, you see...
lots of Nintendo things.
Lots of Nintendo things. I'm looking around and...
there are just lots of things.
So many amiibos. So many things that are Mario.
Yeah, but I like Nintendo things. And so I was really excited when Megan told me that we were going to go to Super Nintendo World.
Yeah, I guess this can be like an unofficial guide from two people who are not theme park people. You know how there are theme park people who are obsessively knowledgeable about stuff? That's not us, but we have been twice.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
This is our experience or tips or I don't know.
I just whatever talk up talking
be.
Points.
Yeah.
So one of the first things you need to know about Super Nintendo World is... it's very interactive.
Yeah.
You need, well, and I say need in quotes, but it's a good idea to get these things, these little wristbands.
Those are the power-up bands.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they come in all different kinds of colors. They represent a different amiibo, because they're also an amiibo, but they represent Mario, Luigi, Toad, Princess Peach, Daisy, and...
Yoshi. Yeah.
I think it's all of them.
So these bands allow you to interact with elements in the world.
And
like the park, the mini park, the park within a park that is Super Nintendo World. If you are not interested in the gamification of the world, you don't need the band. But if you want to get the most out of the experience, if you grew up playing Mario, if you are a gamer, like if you just want to experience the most from the world, get the power-up bands.
Well, to be honest, you actually can't do everything without it. You can't do Baby Bowser without it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so you can't even have fun with the whole world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
So these bands are $40.
Yes, they
are. $40 each, so it is a little bit of like a tax.
Yeah.
A gamer tax, if you will. But again, they allow you to interact with all the one-up blocks, or what are they called? Question blocks?
Question blocks.
Not one-up
blocks.
Me.
They're question blocks and brick blocks.
And brick blocks, and yeah. like we said before, there are four mini games.
Yep.
Each game, if you complete them successfully, you will get a key.
Yes.
You need three keys to play the Bowser Jr. challenge game.
Yes.
Which is a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's very interactive.
Yeah. And if you go on the Mario Kart ride, which is the main ride of that park, of that world, you can scan in your band and collect coins and like stamps in your app
yes.
from the things that you do during that ride.
Yeah, they give you little missions essentially for each of these stamps that you can collect. And it ranges from meeting a character like Mario all the way to like getting a high score or breaking or touching all the blocks in the Nintendo Land will give you a stamp. So there's a lot of different variations of things that you can do to collect stamps.
Yeah. So what you do is you download the Universal app, and then there is a Super Nintendo World section of the app that you pair your power-up band to. And how have I collected one stamp since I used this app? What?
Maybe
sorry.
When you left.
Maybe. And then, so you'll go in, and the stamps that you have earned based on your experience in the park will show up.
Yes.
There are 128 possible stamps. I have gotten 51. Don, how many have you gotten?
I have 63 stamps. So almost half.
Yeah.
One shy of half.
So there are stamps that you can get that, let me scroll down to some of the stuff from the ride.
Yeah.
Under the Mario Kart section. Like, hit Bowser and all the Koopalings in a single race on Mario Kart. Like,
yeah.
You get a stamp for doing that. I've gotten
stamps.
And you
get coins. For each stamp also gives you coins.
I've gotten stamps for successfully drift and achieve the maximum number of coins for 3 turns in a row.
Things like that.
So there are other stamps not related to the ride that are like, meet Mario, which is when you like go and take a picture with them.
Yeah.
There are 2 character photo ops. It's Mario and Luigi. Is one, and the second one is Princess Peach.
Yeah, and to be honest, like to meet those characters, they fill up really quickly, so I recommend going to those early.
Like getting in line
yeah.
when you can.
Yeah.
They open up the lines officially 30 minutes before the characters make their appearance.
Yes.
There are signs that say when the photo op is.
Yeah, but people usually are gathered around well before that, so.
Yeah, but if you have, as we learned, if you unofficially start a line, they will clear that line and you have to get in the official line when they officially open it.
Yeah. So that's all fun.
Can we talk about Mario Kart the game?
Sure, let's do it.
Which was so much fun.
Yeah.
So incredible. First of all, the line, like the experience when you are in the queue.
Yeah, the queue.
Is really cute.
It's done really, really well. You are immersed in the world. The line area is actually quite long, but when we got there really early, so we got to kind of walk through the line pretty fast.
Yeah.
And see everything. So they go through different aspects of the Nintendo or Mario universe, and like they have a little bit of part of Yoshi's story. They have Mario 3 stuff, and obviously a lot of Mario Kart things, but they have like, you know, Bowser's Castle. Just a lot of really cool aspects of if you were really in Bowser's Castle and the Nintendo world-ish kind of thing. And they did it really well. Everything looks really clean and really cool. And you feel like you might be there. And there's a lot of trophies and all kinds of things that deal with Mario Kart. And it's a, you know, obviously it's the theme, right? So for the ride, there's definitely a lot of interactivity stuff going on while you're in the line too. At least a lot of things to look at.
It is a good line to be in if you are going to be in line.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like there is constantly something to look at, something to take a picture of or with.
Yes.
The 2 times that we went, well, the first time that we went, we just sped through the line.
Yeah.
The second time we got held up simply by people taking pictures.
Yep.
with stuff and we like got past them. But yeah, the queue is really cute.
Yeah.
And then the game itself, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's AR, so it's augmented reality. And you have goggles on as you essentially go through this Mario Kart course.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a mini game, like one of the other Universal rides where you shoot things, but you're also turning and stuff like that because you're on a Mario Kart. And they explain how you get points and what you need to do. And what your team of 4, which is there's 4 people in a cart, need to do to beat Bowser.
Yeah.
You can also have an individual goal of getting at least 100 coins to win your individually race, but
you get a stamp, a golden stamp for doing that.
You get the Universal Cup.
Yeah. But you can only beat Bowser and win the game if there is more than 400 points from a single car.
Yes, I think so.
Right? Like
I don't know if it's 400 or 300 or whatever, but I know it's definitely well over 200.
Yeah, because the first time that we went, we got a car where one of the seats was broken, essentially. So we were seated, just the two of us, in a car of four, and we couldn't win.
We
couldn't beat Bowser. Team Mario did not win because with the two of us, we only scored like 200 and something points, but we needed more than that. We actually needed like all of the seats to be filled to be able to win, but there was just no way that we would have been able to do that.
But we did achieve our individual stamp scores.
Yeah. And we did win the second time that we rode the ride.
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm.
It feels like you're going really fast.
Yeah.
But you're not.
You're not.
Yeah, they just did it so well.
Yeah, it's really fun.
The AR works really well with the physical built environment around you.
Yeah. There's like gusts of wind. And
they did it.
Mist.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. I don't like Mario Kart.
No?
I can't play that.
Doesn't mean you don't like it.
I like fall off of Rainbow Road all the time. It's not fun.
not for you.
Actually not fun for me, so I'd rather watch. But this was actually a lot of fun. And you get like, I kept on running out of shells. So I was like waiting for them to give new shells and us to go through the little blocks to give us stuff.
You know, I could always give you bumpers essentially in Mario Kart so you can't fall off.
No. Can you give that to a single player or is that everyone?
Single player.
Oh, I don't know.
It's your settings. You just got to put
but
your settings
I would
in
keep
controller.
On bumping into the side.
You wouldn't bump. That won't let you bump.
So I just keep on going straight?
It kind of hovers you to the center.
Okay.
Yeah, you could try it.
Maybe I could try that. So that was Mario Kart, the ride.
Yes.
Let's talk about Bowser. What is it called? The little Bowser Jr. game.
Oh, I don't want to talk about that.
Don't?
Do you want to spoil it for people?
Oh.
I mean, other than just getting the three keys, that's all I'm saying you have to do to get there.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah.
I don't know if we want to like ruin the surprise for those folks. Because everything else you can see. Right.
Yeah.
But you have to get those three keys to get in there. So not everybody's going to go in there.
It is kind of a cool. It's done also done really well.
Yeah.
So, OK, we don't have to talk about it. Forget
I'll just
that.
Say that,
that
the only thing I'll say is like you need three keys and there's a guy blocking your path to get in. You have to actually scan your bracelet and it'll chime.
Your power up band.
Yeah. It'll chime and be like, oh, you got three keys. You can come in now. Yep. And then it looks really cool inside and the game that you play is really fun.
Yep.
But I don't want to ruin that.
All right. Well, let's talk then about Toadstool Cafe.
Ooh, Toadstool Cafe.
This is the one restaurant that is in the park.
That fills up really quick.
It does. It's very adorable, again.
Yes.
A really cute environment because it's Toad and all these Toadies who are cooking for you.
Yeah, and a Toad House.
In a Toad House.
In a Mushroom House.
So it does take a while to get it takes a while to order.
Yes.
A while to get your food.
It does.
But you sit there in a really cute environment. There are windows, which are really screens, where you can see into the kitchen of the Toadies making your food. You can also see them outside.
Playing.
And sometimes you see Mario. Sometimes you see Luigi.
Yeah.
But then something happens every so often.
It's kind of like being in Rainforest Cafe because it'll start thundering, storming. And then all of a sudden Bowser is attacking. And then everything goes crazy. And bullet bills are flying everywhere into the kitchen. And the Toads are running around. And it's pretty funny. But it has the ominous music from the airship, Bowser's airship song. Which is really cool, and it just makes like this atmosphere, and it's like thunderstormy inside, like Rainforest Cafe. Really, that's the best way I can explain it.
Yeah, I mean, I really was like, these Toadies are living under the constant fear of Bowser. Like, how can we expect them to continue to just make our food and run the restaurant like normal when they're literally getting terrorized by Bowser every 40 minutes?
Well, that does explain why it takes so long to cook things. I mean, they give you a reason.
I guess
at that
so.
Point.
But I was just
they're
like,
constantly
this is
getting interrupted.
This is so unfair to expect them to just like live life as normal, and then they're getting like bombed by Bowser. Like,
yeah,
that's messed up.
It is.
Why is Bowser still here?
Yeah.
Like, can we get rid of him? How many games have there been? Like, Mario and Luigi need to do better.
Yeah, it's
you know?
True.
But anyway, so that's Toadstool Cafe.
Yeah.
What else?
What else we want to talk about?
Yeah.
So so in our second time through the Mushroom Kingdom, Super Nintendo World, we met some folks for reasons that work at the place.
Oh, okay.
Because
yeah,
we were waiting in line for Mario Kart,
and you were
the second time.
You were just chatting them up.
We were chatting with Aaron.
Aaron, our good friend Aaron. Yeah. Shout out to our friends Aaron, Valerie, and
Ernesto.
Ernesto, yeah.
Yeah. So there's three employees, or I'll say Mario Kart reps, in the Super Nintendo world, and for some reason we kept on. First of all, we had to talk with Aaron a long time because the Mario Kart ride broke, or actually not broke. There was, I guess, something in the something
on the track that
was
they
on the track
that
they had to get.
Yeah.
And so we were there for like 20 minutes, and so we just ended up talking about like high score and just like what you know what to expect and if there's any pointers and things like that. So we just got to know Aaron in the Mario Kart ride area, and then when we saw Valerie, she was in. The Baby Bowser Castle for the first time. And then since I went several times to the Baby Bowser Castle, and then also we saw her in line for some of the other key missions, she just kept on showing up, Valerie.
And is then, there a point? Are you or
no,
are
I'm just
you
shouting
just,
out people.
I thought you were going to say like Aaron told you something.
Oh, no. No, I'm just
specific,
I'm just saying this,
or
like
Valerie,
these people we kept
okay,
on seeing. We kept right. on seeing throughout the day.
Yeah.
And then Ernesto helped us with some of our stamp issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
he
so,
helped us out.
Yeah, so I just wanted, those are the three like people that we kept on seeing throughout the day.
We also kept on seeing other guests.
Yes.
Like there was a particular family that like we were in line with them for Mario and Luigi.
And then after that we saw them everywhere.
We saw them in line for
Cafe.
Toadstool Cafe. We saw them in line for
as we left,
yeah, just like
going to other things.
They were constantly with us. And then there's a guy who had a green Nintendo jacket that
yes.
he liked.
And I saw him.
He was in
times.
Front of us in line for the Goomba game.
Yeah.
With his kid.
Yep.
But he was cool. And yeah. you got a chance at Toadstool Cafe to ask him where he got his jacket.
Apparently
and
he got it
like
at a Hot Topic and like 10 years ago.
Yeah, he was like, I've never had a reason to wear it until yeah. now.
So it's super new looking.
Yeah, it looks so, really cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. It's a very classic kind of
track
green
jacket.
Yeah, so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else to say about Super Nintendo World?
I mean, there's so many things.
Yeah, it's a small world, the one in Universal Studios Hollywood, but it is... that also means it's really immersive.
Yes.
It does get crowded.
It gets crowded after early bird.
So, yeah. Now this is bringing me to tips.
Yes.
Or here's what we did that we found that was successful. Okay? Yeah. So, we got a two-day pass.
Yes, we did.
Because we figured that we would want to do this twice. And we had the time in our trip to be able to go on one day and then go the next day.
Yeah.
So you can buy a two-day pass for Universal Studios as a whole. You have to use your second day within 7 days
yes.
of your first visit.
Mm-hmm.
I think including that day. We also bought the early access passes for each day.
Which is worth it for the Nintendo World.
Yes, it is. Well, it's for Nintendo World.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for the park.
Yep.
It is for Nintendo, Super Nintendo World specifically. The passes, I think, were $30, which each person, mm-hmm. each visit,
yep.
which... was so worth it because what early access gets you is that you get into Super Nintendo World 1 hour before the park opens.
Yes.
So after the park opens, it's wild.
It's a free for all.
There are so many people. Also, to get into Super Nintendo World, you need to, in general, like if you're visiting Universal Studios, you need to reserve a spot in the virtual line in the app.
Yep.
is what I think is happening. Like, you can't just walk in.
Nope.
You have to literally make a reservation. Mm-hmm. So the early access ticket is a way to guarantee your entrance into the world, and you're there early before all the crowds.
So you can try to get a lot. You can get a lot done in that hour.
Yeah.
If you're there at the very beginning.
Yeah.
Get there early and try to do as much as you can. And if you're smart, you can get Mario Kart and probably at least two of the keys, if not three, before the hour's up.
Yeah. So what you should do, okay, so you should get early access.
Yeah.
And mini tips within that tip is make sure you know the park hours.
Yes.
Okay, because the first day that we went was a Thursday.
Yeah.
The park opened at 9. So we were like, sweet, we're going to get there at 8
yep.
for the park open.
Yep.
We got there at 7:40. Honestly, we probably could have gotten there earlier mm-hmm. because it does take time to get into the park, then to get everything checked and go down all the friggin' escalators to where the Super Nintendo World is. I feel like we could have probably gotten there 40 minutes earlier, mm-hmm. maybe even an hour if they were letting people in that early.
I don't think they were.
And then I think people queue up right outside the world to get let in. The thing is, when we went the next day, our second day was a Monday. I didn't check the park hours. The park actually opened at 8, which meant that our early access starts at 7. So we actually got there late.
Yeah.
We realized the park hours like after we woke up, but at that point it was too late to get there right when our early access started. But anyway, a tip within that tip is just make sure you know what the park hours are so that you can get to your early access time on time/early.
Yeah. I mean, that's would have been nice.
Sorry, we got everything done that we wanted to get done.
Yeah, but so, we also stayed later than we wanted to, yeah, probably.
That is true. Okay, so you got your early access, you got your tickets to the park. Oh, also get them in advance because both days that we went, park tickets were completely sold out. You needed to have pre-bought, like yep. you couldn't walk up and buy them at the gate. So you get into the park, and what you should do if you are going to buy a power-up band, buy it at one of the gift stores that is like right immediately when you get into the park.
Yeah.
So you buy it there and then you can spend your time on the escalators opening up your band and getting it synced with your app.
Yep.
So you don't waste that precious time
yeah.
when you get into the park, because you can buy them. There are a few kiosks there and the store where yeah. you can buy these bands. But when you get into the park, especially if you're early access, you're going to want to go straight to certain things and start doing them. So just don't waste any time. Get them upstairs before you head downstairs.
Yeah. Another thing I would like to add is also when you're wanting to buy like items, sometimes they sell out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So if you see something you kind of want
yeah.
and you're not sure, or you're like, oh, I'll get that later, they might not be there later.
Yeah, it's true.
So when our first day on that Thursday, there definitely wasn't some stuff that was there the following time we went on the following Monday. Monday, they actually had a restock, and so we were able to mm-hmm. get some of the items that was not available the first time we went.
Yeah. There's this really cute Princess Peach headband that I wanted
yeah.
that you can find online. Or like pictures of it
oh, yeah,
with like blogs that are talking about the park, but it's been sold out since
February.
Yeah. Since park opening. Cause it's just so stinking cute.
Yeah.
So you get into the park, you have your power up band on, you're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And your first impulse is going to be going to Mario Kart, which makes sense because that line gets super long, like yeah. more than 2.5 hours long once everyone gets into the park. First though, we recommend heading over to Toadstool Cafe and scanning the QR code. That'll let you make a reservation
yep.
for the cafe. And the reason you want to do this is, first of all, to get into Toadstool Cafe.
Yeah.
But also because it's the only restaurant, again, in the park.
In the Super Nintendo World, yes.
And if you're really committed to doing the park, you don't want to leave the world because then you can't get back in
yep.
without a virtual line reservation.
That is correct.
So it is literally your only food option if you're committed to staying in the park and doing everything that you want to do.
And I do want to say another thing about that is We found that the earlier reservations, if you since you're going to be there earlier anyway, is probably better because the lines get long even if you've made a reservation.
We had a 10:15 a.m. reservation the first time, which went well.
Yeah.
We had a 10:45 the second time, and it was so busy.
Yeah.
So busy because it was starting to really be like lunch.
Yeah.
And it's the same menu the whole day. There's no breakfast, no lunch, like breakfast, lunch difference. It's all the same.
And again, things sell out.
The second day we went, a ton of stuff was sold out.
By the time 10:45, 30 minutes makes a big difference, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, the salads were sold out. We didn't want salads, so that worked out. But
it did work out.
It was nuts.
Just the how many items were sold out. Because even the 10:15, one item was sold out already.
Yeah.
And it was the thing that I wanted, but I got it on the second day, which surprisingly was not sold out at 10:45.
Yeah. So weird. But yeah. So scan the QR code to bring up the page where you make a reservation for Toadstool Cafe, then get in line for Mario Kart and make your reservation while you're in line.
Yes.
The Mario Kart ride, once you're done with it, actually spits you out into the store.
Yeah.
So once you do that, you can check the store for things that you want to buy.
Yep.
And like Don said, definitely buy the things that you want when you see them, because there is zero guarantee that they'll be available at any of the stores outside of the park, or outside of Super Nintendo World. So just get them when you see them.
Yeah.
After that, it's kind of up to you.
Well, there's one more thing I want to say about the cafe real quick.
Oh, yeah.
So if you, once you scan the little QR code for it, if you keep it in your phone, you come back the next day, you can just use that same link.
It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
You don't have to wait. If you're like, if you're in the escalator heading down to the opening, you could just queue up right away.
That's actually what we did. I was like, Don, does that link still work? And he pulled it up, and we were like, all right, we're making our reservation. And we hadn't even entered
the park
Super Nintendo World yet. So
just FYI.
Yeah, unless they change it. Who knows?
It's a power-up tip.
It's an exclusive Megadon tip.
Yeah.
And then after that, yeah, it's kind of up to what your priority is. You are probably going to want to do Bowser Jr.'s.
Yes. So
thing.
Getting keys are your next priority.
Yeah. So again, four games. One of them goes by really quick or way more quickly than the others.
Yep.
And that's...
The Thwomp.
The Thwomp one, which is, there's a Thwomp entrance and
you're flipping all of the blue blocks to gold blocks.
Yeah.
And then it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
But it's the fastest key you can get.
Yeah. It is a game that is good for two or more people.
Yep.
You can do it as one person.
Yes.
But it's good for two or more people. And then there's actually another game that is good and ideal for four people.
Yeah.
Truly. Which is nice because we played it with two other people in line.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of a whack-a-mole thing.
Yeah. Whack-a-timer thing.
Yeah. But then the other two games are just for one person.
Yeah. They're solos.
To do on their own. And then, yeah, if you really want to meet Princess Peach or Mario and Luigi, you do get stamps for doing that.
Yes.
Those lines are long.
Yep.
And they fill up. So... yeah, definitely pay attention to the signs that say when they're going to be out next and get in line. We stayed in line for Mario and Luigi for an hour.
Yes, we did.
We were there for full hour.
I will say one thing. So there's another Megadon tip for you is if you do something and you didn't get a stamp for it,
mm-hmm.
find a guy with a clipboard or not a clipboard, an iPad, and they can fix it for you.
Yeah.
So, for instance, we went and saw Mario and Luigi, but we both didn't get Luigi stamps.
Which is silly because we got the Mario stamp.
Yeah, and they come in pairs. They don't come out by themselves. They come in Mario and Luigi. At least right now they do. And we got the Mario stamp, but not the Luigi stamp. So he was able to get us the Luigi stamp.
Don't abuse this, though. Be nice. Be truthful.
Yeah.
Only try and get the stamps that you actually are missing. Don't be a butthole.
Yep.
Okay. I guess one more tip is just to go everywhere in the park, because there are
secrets,
blocks everywhere. There are
secret M's,
which are the 8-bit characters that glow up from a wall.
There's four of them.
And find the stairs that go up to the binoculars.
Oh, the binoculars.
You're going to need to look through the binoculars to get some of the stamps. And if when you beat Bowser Jr., there is a special thing that you can get by looking through the binoculars.
Yes.
One of the binoculars was broken while we were there.
Yeah, hopefully they'll get that fixed soon.
Yeah, it looked like you said, it looked like it had been broken for a while.
Yeah,
so,
which is weird because it hasn't been open for a month.
Yeah.
So.
But there was definitely a line for the binoculars.
Yep.
But it's also cool. It's AR. Yep. So you're actually looking at the park, but there's stuff overlaid.
Yeah. So you can actually see some extra characters from the Nintendo world, the Pikmin.
They're physically in the park.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you see any other Nintendo characters?
No. I was looking for like a Zelda Triforce or a Metroid, or because it's Super Nintendo World, not Super Mario World.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for more. That's something I want them to do, is put more little secrets, like little characters out there that are Nintendo related, at least the big Nintendo, like Metroid and Star Fox and, you know, those kind of characters that Link could have been out there somewhere, or the Triforce, or doesn't even have to be the actual characters, but things from those games that everybody knows and loves as a, like, little bonus.
Yeah.
Pikmin are there. Why not the others?
Yeah.
So
Pikmin were carrying a coin.
Yeah, and then they're also on the wall on a mountainside, and like, so they're in different spots. I actually didn't see any other ones. Did you see any other Pikmin spots?
No, but now I want to play Pikmin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Pikmin's fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fun, and it definitely, the 2 days was worth doing it both days.
Totally agree. Yeah. I think, again, if you're really excited about this world, getting the 2 days is helpful, because the first day you're going to just be so frantic.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to be like, we're going to go straight to do things. And then the second day, I felt like we could take a little bit more time as we were going through the tunnel.
And also lessons learned.
Yeah. But we were going through the tunnel, and then we could really like look at the world and feel the awe of it, because because like we had a little bit more time to do that.
Yeah. And they did such a great job where you can't see any of the other park while you're in that world.
There are parts of the park where you can see the NBC Universal building. There's like a crane.
I mean, for the most
but
part.
But there are a lot of places where you can't see that stuff, and it feels really cool and immersive. I think that's Super Nintendo World. Is that everything from Super Nintendo World?
Yeah, everything down to the pipe.
Down to the pipe. And just really quickly, just because you're in the park, there are two things that I think you should do.
Oh, the extra things outside Nintendo World.
Yes. The studio tour is always fun and cool.
It's always like an hour long.
It's an hour long. It's also just a nice break to be off of your feet.
Yeah. And
because honestly, at Super Nintendo World, there are only a few mushrooms to sit on. There is not much seating at all.
Yeah.
Like, at all.
And the thing is, the tour apparently gets updated a lot, because they updated certain areas.
I don't know if it gets updated a lot.
Yeah.
But they added the set from Nope.
Yep.
To the tour, which is really cool.
And The Good Place.
And yeah, I mean, they show the European part, and they just say like The Good Place was filmed here.
Yeah.
But none of the like shop signs, like the puns were there. Yeah. Because I'm sure they've used it for other stuff since then.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's like the classic Jaws part, the earthquake part.
The Jurassic part, or King Kong, I guess.
King Kong. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a great tour. And Psycho. It's kind of.
That Norman Bates this time was crazy.
The actor was really good.
His eyes, he had definitely crazy eyes.
Yeah. And it's kind of cool being there on a weekday, too, because it's a working lot. So, like, you can kind of see sometimes some stuff happening.
Yeah, you could see a movie star walking
like
or something.
Hot sets. Yeah.
Yeah, because they warn us before you start that, you know, they might have to go quiet because they're filming something.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty cool.
So, definitely recommend doing that. And then the second thing that you should definitely, definitely do is see Waterworld.
What's Waterworld?
No one knows anymore. I haven't even seen it. We actually need to do it for the pod.
Yeah.
Because the 20-minute Waterworld show from Universal Studios is all I know from the movie.
Uh-huh.
And I am so happy that they are still doing this show, even though like no kids probably know what Waterworld is anymore.
But it's just fun.
It's such a great show.
Yeah.
And in a world now where everything is like CG and like AI and like humans are getting, you know, cut out of the arts and entertainment industry.
Yeah.
I am so happy to see a show where there are practical effects and stunt people and like real things happening in front of your eyes.
You don't need 3D goggles for this.
No, you don't.
You're getting splashed and everything.
It's such a great show. So I really don't sleep on it. You should definitely go to see Waterworld. It's so good.
Yeah.
And then there's also like other stuff to do at Universal Studios.
There is. I mean, they're definitely like the Simpsons area I like a lot. The music there is, you know, if you like the Simpsons, is good. And then, I mean, they have a Minions area. I mean, there are definitely parts of the park that
the pets part of it.
The pets. So, okay. For those Universal people that are actually work there, man, if you have Life of Pets and you have a pet store.
It's called the Pets Store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put some things that you can sell to your actual pets can wear.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's so little things in there that have that you can put on your pets.
We walked by and Don's like, oh, should we go in here and see if we can buy something for Tofu?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah, let's do it. And we walk in and it's essentially a Build-A-Bear without building anything. Like you are going to buy a stuffed animal and then you can put them in a fake carrier.
Or put clothes on them, fake clothes, superhero clothes.
And we're just like...
That's not fun.
We wanted...
Yeah.
Like merch for our dog.
Yeah. Or even in the Harry Potter section. Why isn't there like a Harry Potter dog collar?
There should be.
Like in Harry Potter world.
Yeah, Tofu is a Hufflepuff.
Yeah, he is.
Or, I don't know, maybe he's a Slytherin. I don't know about him.
I don't know. You're right,
he
actually.
He might be a Slytherin. Well,
he's no Ravenclaw.
No. Nope. Or a Gryffindor. I don't think he's a Gryffindor.
No, he's either a Hufflepuff or Slytherin. Which is two contrasting houses.
You know, I don't know.
That's the biggest contrast.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah.
So that is our... experience from Universal Studios Hollywood / Super Nintendo World, and this is all as of March 2023.
Yep.
So if you're listening to this later, just be warned that maybe some things have changed, maybe they're managing things differently, maybe they've added stuff, so just, you know, this is definitely dated March 2023. But that was our experience.
And
we
it was a lot of
so
fun.
So much fun.
Yeah. I can't wait to go again.
I know. What's a bummer is we don't really know when we're going to be back in town. But I was sort of like, Don, are we going to have to go every time we're in town? Because we need to get these stamps.
Yeah, no. Oh, that's the other thing. So another thing is they stay in your app.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't use keys, they stay as far as we know.
Yeah, I earned 2 keys. They're still there.
Yeah.
So
I don't know when they reset.
I think it feels like we should be able to delete the app, but as long as we have our power up band.
I don't know.
Really?
I'm going to keep my app.
Okay, fine.
I'm not risking it.
But yeah, you have to wear your power up band again and all that kind of stuff.
There are
but...
stamps for coming during the holidays, like Halloween and Christmas. They actually have the stamps in there.
We got a springtime stamp.
One of the stamps we'll never get, though, is the opening month stamp.
Yeah.
So
like going during opening month.
Unless we get one in Orlando.
In 2025, or whatever that is. Yeah. We missed opening month by a week.
I know. Crazy. That's like the one time you can get that stamp. Yeah. But anyway, it was great. It was a good time. Anyway,
that's our experience.
Yeah, that's going to be...
And that's this episode.
So yeah, that's the end of it. Yeah.
This was something different, but like we said a few episodes past, we're going to be doing just different episodes throughout the year. But next episode will definitely be a movie.
Yes, and we do have a hint for that.
I don't like the hint, but Don, go ahead and give it.
Well, I'll stay silent, but we might strike back.
I can't even, like, that feels so obvious, but whatever. Okay. But we will be back with a movie guest episode in a couple of weeks. So look back for that. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Mm-hmm.